Would you bow with me in prayer? Heavenly Father, we turn to you today as one who certainly knows our past. We also turn to you as one who holds our future. Father, for the past, for the things there that truly need to be left there, for our sins, we turn to you in confession. We pray for your forgiveness. We do leave those things in the past. And for our futures, we also turn to you, claiming the promise that Jesus has given, that he has gone on ahead of us, not only into Galilee on Easter morning. He's gone on ahead of us through life, through death, even home to heaven, and promised to come once again to gather us up and to take us to be there with him. Help us to look forward to the future. We do pray that the words of my mouth, together with the meditation of our hearts, would be acceptable in your sight. O Christ, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Leroy Satchel Paige is a legend in the game of baseball. A pitching star in the Negro Leagues, he became the oldest rookie in 1948 when at age 42 he was signed by the Cleveland Indians and helped them win the pennant that year. The first black player ever to pitch in the World Series. He went on to play for St. Louis and retired from baseball in 1953. Until when, in 1965, he signed on with the Kansas City Athletics, played one game, actually only three shutout innings, to become the oldest baseball player in Major League history. He quoted Mark Twain when he played that game. "That age is a question of mind over matter. If you don't mind, it doesn't matter." He actually is an oft-quoted person, speaking his mind on a number of subjects up until his death in Kansas City, just a month shy of turning 100. This quote is fitting for us this morning. "Don't look back. Something may be gaining on you." Page kept looking ahead in the game of baseball, all the way to the Hall of Fame in Cooperstown, 1971. Teachers often instruct their students, especially at test time, eyes forward. It's pretty much the same as in other sports. When players are taught to keep your eyes on the ball, the fundamental of eyes on the prize, a reminder of what you hope to accomplish. Proverbs 4:25 says, "Let your eyes look straight ahead. Fix your gaze directly before you." It continues, "Make level paths for your feet and take only ways that are firm. Do not swerve to the right or the left. Keep your foot from evil." And Jesus gives that same instruction. You heard it just a moment ago when Barbara read it as the last line of this morning's gospel lesson. Luke 9:62. "No one who puts his hand to the plow and looks back is fit for service in the kingdom of God." That verse serves as the inspiration for the old spiritual, "I have decided to follow Jesus." No turning back. No turning back. It also serves as the basis for the next five things that I will share with you. Jesus has called you to follow him, and he doesn't want you to look back at sins that have been forgiven. The Bible, from the promise given in Eden, to the promise of Christ's return in the closing verses of Revelation. The Bible, from cover to cover on nearly every page, guarantees the full forgiveness of all sins. 1 John chapter 1, verses 7 to 9 is a good summary. It's often a part of our liturgy. If we walk in the light as He is in the light, we have fellowship with one another. And the blood of Jesus, His Son, purifies us from all sin. If we claim to be without sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just, and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. Psalm 103 has always been a favorite of mine because of the assurance it offers. The Lord is compassionate and gracious, slow to anger, abounding in love. He will not always accuse, nor will He harbor His anger forever. He does not treat us as our sins deserve, or repay us according to our iniquities. For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is His love for those who fear Him. As far as the east is from the west, so far has He removed our transgressions from us. As a father has compassion on his children, so the Lord has compassion on those who fear Him. Number two, don't look back at defeats that get you down. For just as every saint has a past, every sinner has a future. All people have some defeats in their lives. Some are past. Others, I assure you, are yet to come. It's only those who never attempt anything that are free from failing. Thomas Edison didn't fail 1,000 times in making the light bulb. He said the light bulb was just a 1,000-step invention. Einstein added to that, helping us to realize that some of our defeats are of our own making. Psalm 37 offers this hope to us all. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and He delights in His way. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholds him with His hand. Falling down does not make you a failure. So don't look back at defeats that get you down. And don't look back at the past and see it as better than it was. This is the very practical advice of the teacher in Ecclesiastes 7. Do not say, "Why were the old days better than these?" For it is not wise to ask such questions. Simple, straightforward. Israel in the wilderness, wandering, also wondered, "If only we had meat to eat, we were better off in Egypt." No, they weren't. If it's true that separation makes the heart grow fonder, then it's also true that distance lends enhancement. The further we are away from something, the better it may look. But nostalgia is never quite honest. Vance Havner, a Baptist revival preacher from North Carolina, once said, "The present is never as good as it used to be." I'd add that even the past is not as good as it used to be. Nostalgia is defined as an excessively sentimental yearning for return to some past period, or irrecoverable condition. Irrecoverable, that's the key word. You can't get it back. And even if you could, it probably wouldn't be as good as you remember thinking that it was. Number four, don't look back at old conflicts that make you bitter. Learn to leave the past right where it is, in the past. Yes, learn lessons from your mistakes. Yes, try not to repeat them. Yes, it may still hurt, whatever it was that hurt you then. But going back to it, often over and over again, replaying it in your heart and mind, doesn't help you heal. It's more like tearing a scab away before the cut is healed. Forgive and forget. I know that we hardly ever forget some past conflict or hurt. I know that only the Lord can truly do that. But in our walk with Him, that has got to be our aim. It's the instruction of the Lord through Peter to all believers. Rid yourselves of all malice and all deceit, hypocrisy, envy, and slander of every kind. Like newborn babies, crave pure spiritual milk, so that by it may grow up in your salvation. Pure spiritual milk, not old sour grapes. I couldn't resist this slide. Old sour grapes make the best wine. For those listening to us on the radio, those on a podcast, that's spelled W-H-I-N-E. Old sour grapes make the best wine. Don't look back at old conflicts that make you bitter. And the fifth one, don't look back at old victories that may cause you to think you have arrived. This is Paul to the Philippians and to the Leavenworthians. I press on to take hold of that for which Christ Jesus took hold of me. Brothers, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it, but one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead, I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. Here's the point. Paul is saying, once I served the Lord with all my heart. Once I was a real soul winner. Once I was sold out to Christ. But what about today? What about now? Forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead, I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me. Today and tomorrow, all your tomorrows, don't look back. Instead, look up. Look up to your Lord, the author and perfecter of your faith. And look out. Look out both upon and for others, loving them, even as your Lord has loved you. Look ahead, for the best is indeed yet to come, when Jesus comes to take us to be with Him forever and ever. Don't look back. Amen. And now may the peace of God, which surpasses all our human understanding, keep your hearts and minds focused upon Christ Jesus until life eternal. Amen. We continue our worship this morning with the offering of tithes and gifts. We do ask that as our members here at St. Paul return their offerings to the Lord, everyone present, both members and guests, you've not yet done so, please take just a moment and fill out the information that's requested in the registration book. If you're along the center aisle, it's that black book right next to you. If you would, open it up, fill it out, and pass it on those beside you. And if you're at the outside aisle, once you've done that, would you then send it back to the center in time to usher together up when the offerings are carried forward?